You're listening to Sync Beast. I'm Graham, your host, and after I hit six figures as a sync producer, I made it my mission to turn sync into a game that I could play and win year after year. With a simple creative strategy, intense production techniques, and pro-level mindsets that got me there faster than I could have ever imagined. I want to sell the farm so that you can create a profitable sync catalog, produce for sync with confidence, and actually improve your lifestyle as a sync producer. I'm here to let you know that sync is just a game, and I'm gonna show you how to play it, coming up. What's up, y'all? Here's a mini masterclass on how to strengthen your brand as a sync producer on socials. And this is especially for you if you want to increase your brand presence, or you want to look better online, or you want to post your wins to attract more opportunities, but you don't know how to do it. Like, you get a sync, what is the best way to post that sync online? And there are two types of content on socials that I see a lot of when it comes to artists and producers and musicians and songwriters in sync. Now, the first type of content is just posting the win and talking about the fact that you got that win. And this first type of content can come off as braggy or boasting. It's very much like, hey, look at me, right? Look what I did. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but when I look at the profiles of people who only share their wins, like a screenshot of the show that they got a song in, right? And then they just put the song over top of it. When I see those posts, yes, it looks like they got a lot of work under their belt. Yes, their profile looks inflated, but it doesn't tell me why I should want to work with them. And that's a problem in my mind. You know, you post a win and it basically says, work with me because my work is good, and it says it all, right? I don't have to say anything about it. But in this day and age, you have to be able to speak for yourself. Your work can't always do it for you. And we have a few opportunities for how to do that in our social content. So again, one type of content is a brag. I did this thing. I got a sync here. And you can usually tell that it's a brag post with very little substance when the first line of the caption is, had a blast doing such and such. I don't care if you had a blast working on this. And if I don't care, potential collaborators probably don't care that you had a blast on it because it doesn't say anything about the process. That's the problem I have with it. Had a blast, don't care. I know it sounds harsh, but that's what it comes down to. People's attention spans are so, so limited on socials. We can't afford to post things that aren't going to grab the attention of the people that we want to work with or the people that we want to prove that we can do high-level work for. Those people don't care if you had a blast. They don't care how it made you feel. If there's nothing else to share beyond how it made you feel, then they have no reason to listen. Because the other type of content that I love to see is telling a story about that win. Just like how stories are the number one currency in sync and paid media, the same is true on social media. If you can tell a story about that win, then you're going to communicate a greater invitation for people to want to work with you. You'll present yourself in a much more thoughtful and intentional way. And here's what I mean. When you get a sync, you can post it. That's fine. But make sure that you attach some element of how it came to be. I don't care that you had a blast. I want to know from the start to the finish what that was like. See how this is a new way to think about sharing your wins? You always need to be attaching some element of the story. Who you networked with to get this opportunity. Tell a story about that. Mention, you know, some element of how you collaborated with somebody or what the writing process was like. Something that has served me in the past is showing the final product, but then forcing people to swipe through a carousel to hear the original voice memo. That was really cool, and it got a lot of eyeballs. because not only was it high quality content, I got to show the ad, but then I showed where the track started and it worked really well. It got a lot of love. And I think it would be great to see that from more sync producers. I honestly think they're missing out on networking opportunities by not showing the transformation, the process, the story about this win. And just so you know, this is not all theory. I'm not just coming at you just to say, hey, do it this way, right? I've tested things. I've looked at the details of other people's profiles and I've seen their activity, right? That stuff leaves a mark on me. They do something in a certain way and I say, you know what? I could probably do a post like that. Something that's better than just a screenshot of like a football player and then you have like hip hop on it. Like that doesn't really mean anything if I saw that from someone else, right? So why would it make sense for me to do that? That's where my mind goes first. So I know what it's like. I used to post my wins a lot, but now I don't because I use my social content for helping producers, not necessarily getting connections to produce music. But you might, and that's great. That's exactly what we're talking about. But when I used my Instagram like a demo reel, like when I used to post my wins, the posts that did the best were the ones that I attached some sense of story to. And I didn't know it at the time. It took me post after post after post to realize that it got more attention when I told people about the process, what it was like, not just that it was a blast. Those posts got the most eyeballs. They were the most authoritative. They were the most confident. And they just looked more legit than anything else I posted. And the ironic thing is that's what I want to be perceived as a sync producer, right? Don't you? Authoritative, confident, fun to work with. Like that's what I want for myself. And that's also what I want for you. Now, a couple more ideas that I've given people in the past are to show how you made the track in a simple way. It won't always translate well across different forms of content, so you'll have to get creative on how you show that process. Like, is it a reel? Is it a carousel? Something that I would like to see for this example is if you're celebrating a win or a sync, post a video of all the layers of the track over time. So start with the drums, then move on to the bass, then go to guitars, you know, the harmony, the melody, then go to the ear candy, however you do it. The idea is to show the track growing step by step. That is what tells a story. You could do it in a reel. You could do that as a carousel, different videos. The first video is drums, you swipe. The second video is drums and bass, you swipe. The third video is drums, bass, keys. Fourth video is drums, bass, keys, little sax thing, like whatever it is. It's a growing, it's a transformation. And that's cool. The whole point is to show that you value the process. Because when people are looking to collab, what is it that they actually want? It's a good process. It's a healthy process. Sure, they want the outcome. Sure, they want the tracks. Yes, they want the catalog growth. Yes, they want the syncs. But those are all outputs. If we focus on the outputs, we'll never get anything done. We'll never actually move forward. So by focusing on the process, how we did the thing, our content gets that much richer as a sync producer. And then we don't look like we're just bragging about the work that we do, because that's hollow and empty and it's vain. We don't want to be perceived as that. We want to be perceived as connected, present, authoritative, confident. That is who we are as sync beasts. And people know it. Within the first few seconds of being on your profile, they'll know. They'll know who you are based on what you post. And for what it's worth, if you don't have any sync wins right now to share, you can still do it with your tracks. So instead of saying like, hey everyone, this track is available for licensing right now. I see it all the time. Again, it's boasting. Like, who cares? You're not appealing to the right audience. People looking to license music are not looking on Instagram to license music. Newsflash. So don't say it's available for licensing right now. No one gives a shit. The people who follow you for a reason are probably just looking to collab or, you know, something along those lines. The kind of content that we want to focus on is showing our process, because that's what we want to communicate to potential collaborators. We want to show how we made the track. We want to do a lyric breakdown. We want to do a melody breakdown. Talk about the jumps. Talk about what you were thinking about as you were writing the melody. We want to do a breakdown of how we layered the vocal tracks, what your process was like. This is the epitome of storytelling in terms of content. And turning your page into more of a process-oriented machine looks way better than just using it as your portfolio or your CV or some reservoir for all your sync wins that mean nothing to anyone else. You have to make it mean something. And that's what I mean when I said you have to be able to speak for yourself and your value, because no one is going to do it for you. And the easiest way to do it 24/7, round the clock, is with your content, because it's always up. When you make a story out of everything you post, you can communicate your value as a sync producer in a much, much more accessible way. And the quality of your brand is just going to go up. You're going to look more pro. You're going to garner more trust. And I'm learning more and more that earning trust is much more important than growing your followers. So post your wins, but show us the road that it took to get there. It could be a short road. It doesn't have to be a super deep video essay. You could easily get 3 or 4 pieces of content out of one track just by using the examples I gave in this episode. So give them a try. Have fun. That is it, y'all. I really hope you liked today's episode. I put a lot of time and energy into uncovering the tough stuff, right? The ugly stuff, the real stuff that not many people are willing to get into. But it's the stuff that we get into all the time at SyncBeast. And we're really trying to grow this podcast to reach more serious producers like yourself. So if you got something out of this and you want a way to thank me, please send this to someone else. Just share the link and let them learn alongside you. And consider leaving a 5-star review on wherever you're listening to this podcast, because it's the fastest, easiest way to get this material that no one else is talking about in front of more sync producers. It'll help them think better, produce better, collab better, and build their catalog better, just like you. I'm posting a ton more about how to think at the highest level of sync. It's the game that I play every single day, and I want to see you win. So stay hungry. I will talk to you soon.